Hello and welcome everyone. Thank you so much for joining me for the Super Bowl Satsang. I feel honored that you chose spending your time with me over watching football. It's a funny thing, the things we worship in the world. And you know, if we want to get anywhere on the spiritual path, well, we must be willing to worship God, to worship our true nature. We must be willing to dedicate our life to truth. If this is what we want, we must be willing to show up fully for life. It's easy to get lost on the internet, it's easy to get lost with the TV. It's easy to get lost chasing parties or doing this thing or that thing. But if we truly want to wake up in this world, we have to dedicate our life. We must dedicate our life to that which is most meaningful to us. And so I invite you all to just gently close your eyes and join me in going inward. Just connecting with this silent place. The silent, awake, aware presence, which hears the sound of my voice right now. Which notices the thoughts floating through your mind. That hears the sounds in the room. And just notice. Notice what's here. What's here beyond mind, beyond thought? What's here that's beyond emotion? Notice this quiet presence, which is eternally good, eternally awake, eternally aware. What is this quiet presence that I am? What is this presence? And am I willing to let go? To let go into this depth of presence which I am? Am I willing to open my heart this evening? And connect with the goodness, this quiet, luminous radiance. This innocent presence. Which is eternally here. And sometimes when we go inward, you may notice different sensations in your body, different places that are hot or cold, places that are tight and tense. Sometimes when we go inward and check with our heart, we notice, oh, there's so much pain that I've been carrying around. And if any of these things are happening, if you feel tightness or tension or pain, or even if you feel an over-identification with the mind, are you willing to let go of that? Are you willing to breathe into the pain? Are you willing to surrender yourself to God? To that which is good, that which is true? That which is beautiful about you? And so what does this mean, to surrender? It means, are we willing just to breathe, to sit here and breathe and just let go? Let go. There's so many of us that carry around too much pain. Are we willing just to let go? Are we willing to take deep, full breaths? Breathe in this spacious and peaceful existence that we are. And are we willing to let go of the human? Willing to let go that which we struggle with? Willing to let go that which we fought with? So it's a tremendous act of love to let go of the past, to let it die, to forgive in a truly heartfelt way. It's a gift of love for ourselves and for anyone we interact with, just to let go. And so we're breathing in, we're breathing out. We're feeling, noticing if there's anything heavy on our heart. Noticing anything we carry on our shoulders. Sometimes we carry. Tremendous pain or heartache on our back. And can we breathe deeply into our shoulders and allow them to drop? We breathe deeply into our heart. And just have a sense of letting go. Breathing in and breathing out. And just letting go. And so I invite you to notice that even if your humanity has been beat up by life, even if within your humanity you have felt afflicted with painful emotions, painful experiences, I want you to notice there is something quite beautiful here. Something innocent. This quiet, awake, aware presence. That you are. That you've always been. And so can you give your attention to this presence? And just breathe in and breathe out. And Give yourself permission just to be this innocence, an innocence which has been unharmed by life. Unharmed. Our body may have been beat up, our egoic nature may have been beat up, our humanity may have been beat up. But is there not an innocent presence that's right here, beyond it all? And so are you willing to let go of anything you've struggled with, everything you've struggled with? And to step fully into is awake, aware innocence, which you are. So your job is simply to breathe in and breathe out. Open your hearts to your true nature. And to simultaneously open your hearts to God, to life, to this incredible vastness. Incredible divinity. Life is eternally inviting you to open up, to experience the fullness of her presence, which is simply the fullness of your presence. God and I are one. Life and I are one. Would you join me in this realization? And notice, what is life doing with us this moment? What grace is she bringing forward? What truths are here wanting to be discovered? And so I invite you to continue to open, to continue to experience. What's happening in the space of your consciousness right here, right now? What's happening? Who is it that's aware of my voice? Whose warm and awake presence is this? Whose luminosity is this? Are you willing to bow down? For the beauty and the divinity of your own nature. Are you willing to bow down before God? Before this hugeness that we are? And so as we continue to open, I encourage you just to notice your subtle energetic body. Notice the flavor or experience of awareness in your feet and in your calves and your shins and your knees and your thighs. And your pelvis and your lower belly. I invite you to notice what is your direct experience in your first chakra, at the pelvis and the sacrum? What is your direct experience in your second chakra, the hara, deep within the belly? Are you open there? Are you fully inhabiting your true nature? When you open into your solar plexus, what do you notice there? The third chakra below the heart. Are you relaxed and open? How about the heart? What does it feel like in your heart? Is it spacious? Is it radiant? Is it luminous? Does it feel lighter now after some time of letting go, of releasing the past? Does it feel lit up? Is your heart smiling and radiating a quiet joy? Is your throat chakra open and allowing a fluidity of consciousness to flow throughout your energetic body? Or is it closed and repressing? And of course, we encourage an openness, a fluidity to our awareness, a fluidity to our experience. And how about the third eye? What do you notice deep, deep in the center of your skull? Are you connected with this profound depth of silence? Are you noticing the space out of which this very life arises? And yes, of course, the crown. Is the crown open and receptive? Receptive to God's grace. Receptive to unity consciousness. Receptive to this transmission of light. And so, from this place of being open, I invite you. Just notice what's happening in your experience. Notice what happens when we just spend a little bit of time opening up and letting go and stepping into what we truly are. Notice how your consciousness expands and you feel better. You feel more alive, more radiant, more beautiful. What a gift it is. An incredible gift to give yourself some time and meditation. And so as we sit here together this evening, if any of you have a question, feel free to bring it forward. I'd be happy to speak about whatever's on your mind. Whatever's on your heart. And so I got this question, about the different chakra centers. A question of, as I read through it, the individual's wanting to know, what's the best way to get to know the chakras? Should we study them intellectually, or is there another way? And yes, of course, intellectual study is, it can be helpful, it can be illuminating, and there's many books on the different chakra centers. We can go to yoga class and open, the heart center or the throat. We can work on it specifically on opening. I know that a lot of individuals carry pain in their heart. And so we can do practice different yogic asanas, which will help us to open the heart. So how do we get to know these different chakras? How do we know if what it says in the book is true? Well, it's an interesting question. And to me, I always teach that the only way to truly know something is directly, is to experience it for yourself. To experience the center for yourself and to see what is this center. Now, for example, if you Feel into the crown chakra. You may feel this quiet radiance. You may even feel as if you have almost like a receptive bowl on the top of your head, a bowl that's facing upward, up toward God, toward heaven. And so when you notice into this, you may notice, well, what is this? What is it like when this center is open? And explore it, contemplate it, see for yourself what happens. And when we open our crown chakra, we are inviting God into us. We are saying, from a place of humility, I know there is more. I know there is more to this life than what my human egoic mind is telling me. There's something greater here. And so when we open the crown, it's very similar to opening the heart. It's saying, I am receptive. I am receptive. Now, this weekend, I was helping a friend move, and we had a lot of work to do, and we were, painting some of his rooms in his garage to, get his house ready to sell. And I realized that I overextended myself. I said yes to something that I probably should have said no to, but, I like to help. My friend was in need, and so I said, okay, I'll come over, I'll give you a hand. And I thought I was going to work with him for maybe 5 hours, and I think I ended up maybe working 16 hours at his house. And as we were working there, and I was thinking of all the things that I had to take care of on my own at my home this weekend. And I just said this gentle prayer. I said, God, will you send us some more help? Will you send us some help? Just a real simple prayer. And so the first day, we didn't have any help. But the next day, we had more help than we could handle. All kinds of help showed up. And it was a beautiful thing, just to be open, just to be receptive. And so when our crown chakra is open, it's like having an open line to God. In the movies they talk about this red phone, It's like a phone line that goes from the president of the United States office to the Mr. Putin's office in Russia. This phone line, a direct line. And so at any moment, if the two of them felt like we need to talk about something, they could pick up that phone and make a call. Usually they say that phone is it's for in times of war. If things get really bad, pick up the phone and let's try to talk it out so we don't, blow each other off the face of the earth. But see, we have this same line, this same connection to God. And it's free, it's beautiful, it's if it's open. And so I encourage you all just to open the crown, to keep it open. To notice, to have an awareness of it. And so we can read in a book, that the crown chakra is about connection to the higher. And we can turn the page and, read about the next chakra. But the purpose of the study of the chakras is to open yourself, to open your energetic body, and to discover that who and what I am is much greater than simply a mental mind, an emotional mind, and a physical body. It's to open and say, oh, what is this relationship with God? Is it true? And so I encourage you to open this center and to talk to God in the most humble way. Call upon her. Invite her into your life. Just like, if you were missing your best friend, you might call her up and say, hey, will you come over and have a cup of tea with me? I want to talk to you. It's been a long time. Let's connect. And it's through the crown that we can connect to the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Mother. And someone asked me this week, they said, Craig, is it really a Heavenly Father and a Heavenly Mother? And I say, well, just connect to the force, to the energy of the Father, the energy of the Mother. Of course, the energy of the Mother being the flow of grace, the flow of love, the flow of Shakti. The energy of the Father being vast, spacious emptiness and freedom, a sense of courage and strength. And so this is how we get to know these chakra centers, is through feeling into them and experiencing them. And it's not something we just do, for 10 seconds here or 10 seconds there. What I'm speaking about is a whole new way of living in the world. Within each chakra center is a whole nother world, a whole nother way of connecting to God. So if you feel into the third eye right now, the space between your eyebrows, but inward. If you bring your awareness inward 3 inches, right there into the center of your brain. You might notice that you become quite quiet, that there's a profound silence here. It feels like stepping into a deep well. And yet, if you join me in this experience right now, you may notice that this silence is infused with a very high-pitched om, an incredible radiance. Now, there's that old line from the Bible. It may even be the first sentence in the Bible. In the beginning, there was the Word. And the Word was Om. They don't say that in the Christian Bible, but in my Bible they do. The beginning there was the Word, and the Word was Om. And so if you join me in just this exploration, you may notice this depth of profound silence. And if you don't hear the Om, don't be discouraged. This om did not show up for me until about after 10 or 15 years of practice. And then I realized, oh, there's something here. There's something being born into this deep well. For some people, they notice it right away. It just depends on how open you are in each of the chakra centers. How much time have you spent here? How much exploring have you done? And so if you feel a little bit lower into the throat chakra, a lot of people feel like a tension or a gripping in the throat. The throat, it's an interesting place. In the world of yoga, they say there's a lock here, which I call it's like a gate. And if you can imagine like a lock, it's like something you can open or something you can close. Now, most people, their throat chakras are closed, and they don't even realize it. It's been closed their whole life. And so if you tend to have congestion in your throat, if you don't really say what your truth is, if you hold yourself back. And so let's talk about the truth. Some people think to have an open throat chakra means they say whatever they feel. Well, that's, your throat chakra just sharing how it's feeling egoically. And that's okay. That's a step forward if your throat chakra is just completely closed. But when your throat chakra is open and you're connected with your heart, you don't think about what you say. You just share your truth. Like, this may sound silly, but I can say with a smile on my face, I never think about what I say. It's just this flow that comes through me, and I allow it. I allow the flow. I don't feel a movement in my mind. I feel a movement from my heart through my throat chakra. And then all of a sudden, I notice these thoughts. Or I'm sorry, I notice these words. These words that come out in the form of thoughts or ideas or expressions. And they just flow. They just flow. Now, if you close your throat chakra, you may notice that there's a lot of thinking that's going on in your head, maybe multiple voices arguing with themselves. Maybe we're arguing with someone who's not in the room. Maybe we're arguing with someone who's on the internet or whatever it is. Maybe we're arguing with someone in the past. And so our thoughts become quite congested when the throat chakra is closed. It's an interesting thing. We tend to have a lot of emotions that get stuck within our body, and they get stuck in our cellular memory. And then we have lots of thoughts that are just bouncing around in the space of our mind, mostly driving us crazy. But if your throat chakra is open and you're connected with your heart, and you're living a life of truth, well, then your mind doesn't have to think very much. And your emotional nature, it doesn't have to get too emotional. My wife, a couple times a week, she says, "You don't get excited about anything." I say, "Yeah, I guess not. I don't get excited about much." Although I am secretly excited about God and this exploration of consciousness. But when we close our throat chakra, anger and resentment can just, it can stay within us, it can harbor, it can fester. It can create great pain for many years. But when we open the throat chakra, whatever it is that's heavy on our heart, it will immediately begin to move through us. And sometimes you'll feel your body shake or you feel it tremble. When you have a lot of anxiety on your heart and you're closing your throat chakra, there's this fear that when I open that throat chakra, I'm going to go crazy, I'll lose my mind. And sometimes we turn pale. Or sometimes people even have this fear that if I truly open up and let go, then I'll start screaming or yelling at someone or this or that. And it's a funny thing, but if you're connected with your heart, well, and you have anger in you, if you're connected with your heart, you meet the anger with love. You meet the resentment with love. If your third eye is open and you can see clearly, if you're rooted in the clarity of awareness, And you notice that there's these toxic emotions within you. You will see them and you will choose to let them go. You will choose to stop believing your own thoughts, your own story, your own struggle. You will choose to take responsibility for your life. And so if we talk about taking responsibility, normally that's the job of the third chakra center, so the one below the heart. So if we come into the solar plexus, you notice oftentimes just a deep and profound sense of power here. Willpower. And the highest form of willpower is when we choose to take responsibility for our life. We stop saying, I don't know, or I don't care, or I don't really know what my life's about or what I'm supposed to be doing. So I want you to imagine your third eye is open, and so you have a clarity about your life and what's going on within you. You're connected with your heart, which means you're connected with your truth. You're connected with a sense of love, a sense of compassion, a sense of purpose. And as you open the third chakra, the solar plexus, you begin to notice there's this sense of drive there. A sense of choice. I can choose what my life is about. And so when I was quite young, I looked out at the world and I said, this world is crazy. It's crazy how people live. All this fighting and, you know, or chasing after fancy cars or success or whatever it is. As a kid, I just thought it was crazy. And so there was just this very sincere desire to dedicate my life to God and the exploration of God and to connection with God and to opening to God. It was all about God. Because I noticed that this made me feel happy. This was the only thing that was true and meaningful in my life, was to dedicate my life to God. The only thing that made sense. I just couldn't think of a life without God. It just would seem like such hell to me. To not be connected with this hugeness, this vastness. Not to be connected to eternal peace and love. It just seemed crazy to not want that. And so in my third chakra, it was open. From a very young age, and I just knew this is what my life is about. And when you know what your life is about, it's easy to make choices. You know, in the words of the Buddha, you know, he often spoke about, said some actions lead to joy and greater compassion, greater openness, and other actions led to greater suffering. And so he looked at life and he said, well, which actions create suffering? And then he made this choice. He said, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do anything that creates suffering. It's unwise. And so sometimes I meet an individual and they say they have no choice. That's because the third chakra is not open. And so then the question is, well, how do I open my third chakra? Through making choices. But it's choices that are in alignment with your heart. Because with each chakra center, you can relate to the chakra center in a human way and in an egoic way. You know, there's people who, like when we're playing sports, we really want to win. You know, The third chakra, will. Willpower is expressing itself in a very human egoic way. I'm trying to dominate the other. I'm trying to destroy them on the on the pickleball court. I was talking to my friend Rick Archer from Buddha at the Gas Pump, and we were talking the other day, and he said, "Craig, I have to go now. I have to go play pickleball." He said, I said, "Yeah, go out there and have a good time, Rick." He said, "Yeah, I'm trying to crush the opponent." He said it with a smile because, that was an expression of egoic, the third chakra center expressing egoic will, But there's nothing wrong with that when you're playing sports. It's like go out and have fun and be competitive. I think much of our country right now is watching the Super Bowl about this great competition between these two teams. But when your third chakra is open and it's in alignment with your heart, there's a good chance you don't care who wins. You may not even know who's in the Super Bowl. I had to ask someone today who's in it. I think they told me the Patriots and the Eagles, but I may be confused about the Eagles part. So, and I don't even know if I know where the Eagles are from. But anyways, there's this sense of when you're in connection with your true will, you notice that that will and God's will are the same will. Your willpower tends to be aligned with your higher purpose, with your gift, with your spiritual path. And by this, I mean an individual thing. And so for me, I knew I was going to be a Dharma teacher. I knew I was going to be a counselor, a priest, or someone working in it. As a kid, I think I thought it in terms of working. My vocation was in the clergy, and because I grew up Catholic. And so I put my heart, I put my soul, I put my third chakra behind all my actions. When I was in college, and my friends said, "Hey, Craig, we're going out to this party," I'd always think, "Do I want to go to a party? Well, I might be up late, and then it'll be harder for me to meditate in the morning. So I think maybe I won't go to the party, and I'll just stay home and read these spiritual books, And open to God and have a God party instead." And so as we move down into the second chakra, the hara, which is below the belly button, excuse me, the second chakra, if you feel into it, if we explore it right now, it feels incredibly deep, incredibly rooted, like a deep well that's rooted into the earth. Whereas if you feel into the sixth chakra, or third eye, it feels like a deep well that's rooted into heaven. It feels very transcendent. It comes with a sense of deep and expansive clarity. But when you go into the second chakra, it feels like stepping into a deep well that's rooted in strength. It has a feeling of indestructibility about it. And for most people don't have this chakra center open. Most people instead have a clenched fist in their hara. And it responds to life with like an existential no. Like, no, I don't want to be here. It's funny because this is where our umbilical cord is cut. This is where we were once deeply rooted to other, and through her, rooted to all of life. when that cord is cut, oftentimes the ego, it clenches in that center, and that center tends to stay clenched and shut for most of people's lives, It takes deep and profound work to actually open and truly awaken this center. Well, there's many practices in the diamond approach. We focus on this for, they call it the Koth. We focus on this center for as the primary practice of meditation. It's deep, it's quiet. And when you feel into it, there's no thought here. No thought. When the center opened, there's a general feeling of saying yes to life. I'm fully here. I'm fully willing to step 100% into life without fear. Without fear. But in order for this to open, besides just meditating on this center, you have to be willing to face every fear. Every fear you've ever had, including the fear of death. Sometimes people think about facing fears, but what does that mean? Well, when we were, when I was working for my teacher, another student came up wanting to help on the project, and I can remember we were building a temple, and I was used to climbing up and down ladders. I could climb up and down ladders all day long. But she climbed up this ladder, and she got up on the roof, and boy, she just froze up. In utter fear. And so this is a fear that she could face, her fear of heights, but it's not so necessary that we face the physical fears, like a fear of heights, that's a good, healthy, egoic fear. The true fears that need to be faced, are fears of rejection, the fear of abandonment, the fear of having a broken heart or getting our heart broken. And so when we truly open this center, it's a willingness to say yes to life, to fully trust in the life that God has given you, to fully trust that God is here, to fully open to her presence. And to see it everywhere. It's a willingness to see that life does not end. Like when you face your own death, what you realize is you don't die. Your body will, but there's even aspects, very small aspects of your personality that live on, but it's your true presence. It doesn't die. But you're not going to discover this through just listening to me. You must discover it through you facing this, you opening this center, you facing your fears. And it's a willingness to fully let go into life, into life. And so I could talk about this for. Much longer, but I'm gonna see if I can get them all done within this hour this evening. And so the root chakra is a very even more mysterious chakra. As you feel into it, this is the seat of Kundalini. The seat of physicality becoming manifest. It's where those two worlds become one, where you are connected with evolution itself, with the energy of the Big Bang, the energy of life in the most primal way. It's where we're connected to all of humanity, the species, all the plants and animals of this earth. You know, in an egoic way, it's where we're connected with our, you know, our clan or our ancestors or even our DNA. And so the question is with all these chakra centers, are you willing to experience them fully? Are you willing to open to them, examine what's here? Are you willing to explore these centers and open up new worlds, new realms? When Zen, they meditate on the hara. The practice may be 30 years of just breathing in and out and just exploring that one center. Or maybe 10 years on the hara, 10 years on the heart, 10 years on the third eye. But there's so much here. And so we can get a book on these different chakra centers and read what the author says or the teacher. But the most important thing out of all these teachings is you see for yourself. You explore these centers for yourself. And just see, what is it? What does it mean to be made in the image and likeness of God? People oftentimes think that means that God looks like a human being, or human beings look like God. To me, God is all these forces, a force of love, a force of compassion, a force of evolution, a force of will, a force of creativity, a force of choice. A force of clarity and peace. And so can you open to all these forces within yourself and allow them to become manifest in greater and greater ways? And so this is our ongoing prayer. Lord, you show me the way. You open me up to your will, your grace, your expression right here in me. So thank you all for joining me this evening. It's my absolute pleasure. And again, I feel honored that you sat with me, you know, this evening. You chose this over the Super Bowl. I feel honored. In a funny way, I feel honored. May you all be blessed. And thank you so much for sharing your hearts with me. May peace be with you. May you all have a good night.